تقبرني. On a Brooklyn rooftop, someone talks about the storm. We see the last of you go moving in. From a truncated Manhattan skyline, two beams shoot up in the September Saturday night. Someone asks me, what am I working on? I'm confused by the question. I'm distracted by the weather. I ask if we shouldn't be making our way back home. Monday night, on a DC'd rooftop, a pockmarked Ramadan moon sinks west instead of its expected arc eastward and upward. Then I remember, you're gone. Now and from here, a draped landscape sprinkled with stone houses, all Chagall askew, donkeys and chickens set up on hilly pedestals. Nothing of daily life is concealed. Spirits, ancient and new, Phoenician, Roman, Greek, and Arab, move between our low crouching weather and arid land. Your garden fills with meters of fertile soil, a place where monks kept their cows for decades. The same soil you used to fill your Nido milk cans and plop your found strange seeds. They burst into things of beauty that scared us with their ferocity, flowers within flowers that opened and closed with no allegiance to light. In that courtyard seat, you would sit knitting with these botanical creatures perched upon your shoulders, sharp colors framing your olive joy. You looked up when we approached, and then came the anticipated "Tuqburni," a word we spoke every day but could not weigh until the Sunday when a nephew and a nephew and a nephew and a nephew carried you for a change, cocooned in the white linen.